on this, on this Tuesday morning. And it is time for our radio homeroom. And we have our West Bend High School reporters on the line this morning. Chris and Haley, good morning.
Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning, you guys. So,
no problem.
Haley, we haven't had the pleasure of having you on the air yet. So why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about what's going on at West Bend High Schools.
All right. So my name's Haley. I am a senior at West Bend East. I am the president of the Youth and Fat Club. I am a team captain for the East Varsity Fast Pitch Softball Team. I do theater. I do drama. I'm kind of involved all around the board. I try to stay busy. I work at the local West Bend Tap and Tavern. And, that's pretty much.
Plenty. Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, I try to stay busy.
All right. And Chris, representing West Bend West. And again, you want to just give people just a little reminder of your life, Chris?
Sure. So I'm a senior at West West. I'm involved in a lot of the same things that Haley is. We're in choir and theater, drama and stuff together. I work at Texas Roadhouse and I keep busy as well.
All right. That sounds real good, you guys. So homecoming came and went.
It did indeed.
And with just some spirit days activities at schools, basically, so far no parade, no dance, none of that. That's all maybe in the spring, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that coming around, hopefully. But even with the lack of bleachers at the game on the 2nd, that did not stop people from going to spectate. There's a huge crowd outside fence, and they witnessed the sad win by East 35, and that was upsetting.
I know that it was also live streamed, which was something that a lot of parents and family members tune into, so it was nice to see East pull off the win again.
Yes. In fact, East has had a pretty good pretty good football season, and West has struggled a little bit, shall we say.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, guys?
Well, reporting from the Youth Impact Club, we are actually offering a QPR training, which is question, persuade, refer, when someone is in a crisis situation. So that training is being offered by NAMI actually tonight from 6 to 7:30. If you go on the website for NAMI, there are a bunch of different ways that you can sign up for this really awesome opportunity.
And the Youth Impact Club actually did the Butterfly 5K earlier this month, too, didn't they?
Yeah, actually, it was really awesome. I got to be a chair of the actual event, and so I learned a lot of really valuable leadership skills running the event and keeping everything organized. It was very awesome.
Yeah, and raised some money for some programming?
Yes, actually, we raised over $6,000 for our Hope Squad program at the high school, which is pretty much a youth impact club, but for teachers to implement more rigorous screening for mental health. And we're planning on having other suicide prevention programs also available at our school.
All right. That sounds good. Chris, what else is going on?
Well, personally, I'm really excited about the Nifty Nibble reopening in the high school.
Oh, yeah?
They just had their soft opening, and I love the Nifty Nibble. I work from there way too often.
Okay. That's kind of a snack bar kind of thing?
They've recently actually having a much more like food option. You can order there and pick it up during your lunch hour. It's surprisingly very, very good.
Okay.
I remember the first time I was there, how that ordering a restaurant in the school would be, but it's pretty good.
And it's very cost effective for students as well.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on?
Starting up soon, we have our, normally we have a co-curricular choir every year that starts just outside of school, and it's usually a smaller group of people in the class. This year, we're doing it completely virtually. So you are never actually going to meet up with anybody as a group the entire year. Everything is all of like lessons and all of the different like practices. It's completely virtual. You learn it and then you send in a track. And then at the end of compile all of everybody's tracks together. And that will be your sort of mini concert.
Ah, okay. That sounds interesting.
It's very, very interesting. I'm very excited to actually be singing again as well.
Right, because we talked last time that you were doing, like, talking in rhythm.
Mm-hmm, basically. Spoken.
Right? Yeah. All right. Haley, what else is going on with you?
Well, I was actually just recently quarantined, so I had to go through that whole process of distance learning from home, and teachers are actually very accommodating with technological issues, different resource issues, but overall it was actually a pretty interesting experience. But I got all my work done, I reported to class every hour in a Google Meet. It was fun to still at least talk to my friends and teachers at least via a face call. But it was very different being at home all day and learning again. It reminded me of the spring that we had this last school year.
But maybe a little more organized?
Oh, yes. There are a lot more resources right now to make sure that students at home are staying on top of tasks. Canvas is being updated every day with complete instructions on what to do for each class period, and right now with distance learning like being optional, each student is required to be in the Google Meet in the classroom, and that's how attendance is taken. So you're pretty much doing the class with everybody else, just in a different setting.
Interesting. All right. But both of you, I'm thinking, prefer the in-person in school, right?
Very much so.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but an interesting time. And again, you know, we've got football continuing. I talked with both athletic directors. They're getting ready for winter sports practices starting in about a month, and so we'll see how that works out as well. So
yeah, definitely.
Anything else this morning?
I think one of the strangest experiences I've had is having a teacher in court. That was very, very interesting because the teacher would check in at a school meet every day, and then we would have a substitute teacher sitting in the back of the room basically as like a monitor, and then the teacher would be projected on the board, and it would just be like them teaching, but it would feel so much, but also like the similarity of when they're in the classroom is very, like, it felt very distant.
Interesting.
The teacher teaching us.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Haley, anything else from you this morning?
Well, just to touch on what Chris said, I'm actually in the same situation right now with one of my lab classes, and she'll be leading us through labs on the projector. So I'm excited to see where that will take us this week. But I'm hoping that that's just a temporary situation.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, thank you both very much. And I know you guys have to get going because it's still 7:15 first bell for you guys, right?
Yeah. Sadly.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris and Haley. And we will chat with you again in a few weeks.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Chris and Haley, our West Bend, West and East High School student reporters.